The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about how a mechanism controlling remyelination may have MS therapy implications. Chemical modification of the protein eukaryotic elongation factor 1A1 regulates remyelination, a new study suggests, indicating that the processes regulating this protein may provide useful therapeutic targets for MS. The study, EEF1A1 deacylation, enables transcriptional activation of remyelination, was published in Nature Communications. Myelin is a sheath of protein and fat molecules that wraps around neurons and is critical for proper neuronal function. MS and some other neurological conditions are characterized by loss of myelin. Restoring lost myelin, termed remyelination, is a goal of MS research. The nervous system can be broadly divided into two parts: the central nervous system, consisting of the brain and spinal cord, and the peripheral nervous system, which encompasses everything else. When neuronal damage occurs, remyelination can occur in the PNS, but in the CNS it is more limited and less efficient for reasons that are not fully understood. In order to promote the restoration of myelin, we need to understand the process that controls the mechanism, Claire Jacob, co-author of the study and professor at Johannes Gutenberg University Mainz in Germany, said in a press release. Previous research implicated the protein SOX10 in remyelination in both the PNS and the CNS. SOX10 is a transcription factor, a protein responsible for controlling gene expression. When SOX10 is active, it promotes the activity of genes linked to remyelination. However, the factors that regulate SOX10 itself have not fully been elucidated. Previous research showed that two related proteins, HGAC1 and HGAC2, are necessary for SOX10 function. These proteins regulate acetylation, a type of chemical modification involving the addition of acetyl group, which can regulate protein function. In the new study, researchers investigated how remyelination occurs in the peripheral nervous system and the central nervous system using mice models of nerve damage where HGAC1 and HGAC2 were inhibited. First, we wanted to understand the process that blocks remyelination. We subsequently studied how to counteract this blocking effect, Jacob said. Results showed that HGAC1 and HGAC2 regulate the acetylation of EEF1A1. Specifically, HGAC1 and 2 act by removing the acetyl group from the EEFA1. Further experiments revealed that acetylated EEF1A1 was present in the nucleus of myelin-producing cells where deacetylated EEF1A1 was not. The team determined that EEF1A1 in the nucleus was able to interact with SOX10, causing the latter to move out of the nucleus. In other words, EEF1A1 drags SOX10 out of the nucleus, the researchers wrote. As a transcription factor, SOX10 is able to enact its pro-remyelination function only when it is in the nucleus. As such, the data suggests that by removing SOX10 from the nucleus, EEF1A1 prevents remyelination. Conversely, since HDAC1 and 2 remove the acetyl group from EEF1A1, this data suggests that activating HDAC1 and 2 could reduce the levels of EEF1A1 in cells, subsequently increasing the amount of SOX10 in the nucleus and ultimately promoting remyelination. Once we understood this process, we decided to try to control it by boosting the HDAC2 activity and its synthesis in cells, Jacob said. Theophylline is a medication used to treat breathing difficulties in conditions like asthma. Theophylline can have different biological effects depending on its concentration. At low doses, it is known to activate HDAC2. As such, researchers hypothesized that theophylline treatment might promote remyelination. The team tested theophylline treatment in mouse models of nervous system damage. Results showed that in both PNS and CNS, theophylline treatment increased levels of HDAC2 and SOX10 and improved remyelination. These positive effects were seen in both young and old mice. Notably, additional experiments using drugs to affect other potential targets of theophylline did not have this effect, indicating that the effect was specifically due to theophylline's activation of HDAC2. Overall, a short treatment with theophylline in mice increased HDAC2 expression, decreased EEF1A1 levels, increased the expression of SOX10 and its target genes, and improved remyelination efficiency in both PNS and CNS, the researchers wrote. Of major importance, theophylline also increased the efficiency of CNS remyelination in old mice, thereby suggesting a potential beneficial effect on remyelination process in aged individuals where remyelination is strongly impaired. Based on the results, the team suggested that theophylline is a very promising compound to test in future translational studies to accelerate and promote remyelination after traumatic lesions or in the context of demyelinating disorders like MS.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Jesse Ace, and I'm one of the columnists for MS News Today. I'll be reading one of my articles from my Disabled to Enabled series. One way to be more successful in life with multiple sclerosis. Have you ever wondered how some people seem to be able to do so much in a day despite having some type of ailment, while others seem unable to do pretty much anything? This is something that I've thought about for a really long time, and it was a great source of frustration for me. For example, I couldn't understand how the Paralympians I saw on TV could do such highly intensive physical movements when they had the same illness as me, while I barely had the energy to make a hot drink. It wasn't until I started my podcast and began speaking with some of these people that I understood what made them different. I discovered that it's something that makes us all different, with or without an illness. Riddle time. What's one thing that we all have that controls everything that we do, but none of us know how to fully use it? Keep listening to find out. Don't get me wrong, this is not a quick fix scenario. I'm not saying that you're suddenly going to be able to go competing in the 100 meter sprint, unless that's what you'd like to do. For me, it all started when I was given a book a few years after my diagnosis called The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod and Rob Actis. Initially, it was hard to get my head around the idea of incorporating this new morning routine into my life, and it was even harder to implement. Truth be told, it took me quite a few years. But eventually, I got to a place in my head where I really started to feel a lot better. You're probably wondering, what's so great about a new morning routine, Jess? Well, This morning routine enables you to start your day with the right mindset. This mindset allows you to focus on what you can do rather than what you can't do. The steps of the Miracle Morning spell out S-A-V-E-R-S, or savers. I've added an extra step into my routine called gratefulness. So mine actually stands for SAGVERS. But generally, savers stands for S, silence. Sit in silence and listen to a meditation video on YouTube for a few minutes each morning. After that, A, affirmations. Write out a list of I ams to affirm the person that you want to be. For example, I tell myself things like, I am confident, I am brave and strong, and I am able to handle anything. These powerful statements alone have helped me to improve my mental health tenfold. Read more about my multiple sclerosis and mental health here. G, gratefulness. Recognizing what you already have around you enables you to feel happier and a lot less overwhelmed. V, visualization. Got something big coming up that you're feeling really anxious about? Visualize how you want it to go in your mind. Picture yourself crossing the finish line and doing it over and over and over again. By the time you actually go to do this thing, you'll feel a lot less anxious. This is a Paralympian tip, by the way. Listen to my interview on the Disabled to Enabled podcast with Paralympian Kadina Cox, MBE. E, exercise. Move your body somehow and get that blood flowing. I found that the best time for me to exercise, personally, is in the evening, so I move things around to do it then. This is your own Miracle Morning, so you can do it whatever way you want to do. And no matter how small the activity, just do something. Look out for a blog that I wrote on the MS Connection about exercise. R, reading. This also includes audiobooks and motivational YouTube videos. Find something motivational that inspires you. S, scribing. Start to write down your daily thoughts. It is amazing to read past journal entries to see how far that you've come. All these steps usually take me between 30 minutes and an hour to complete. It is possible to do a quick Miracle Morning in about 7 minutes if you take 1 minute for each task. There is a reason why people who succeed have a morning routine. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this will cure you of MS or anything like that, and I'm not saying that this will work for everyone. I'm just passing along what works for me. But imagine what life could be like if you tried a new routine like this one and then amazing things started happening. Maybe you do something like this already. I know many professionals take their mornings very seriously. Since I started this routine, my invisible symptoms have improved. I've become a lot more focused on what I can do rather than what I can't do. It's helped me to wake up feeling like I can conquer everything that comes my way every single day. If you do choose to try the Miracle Morning, let me know how it goes. I'd love to find out. And did you have the answer to the riddle? It's the brain. Did you guess it?
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.